A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
And good morning to you, Jerry.
Tony, we'll start with a query that came in late last week from a listener. And anyone that's got a question or query, and get them into us now. The listener asking, what can I do if my elderly parent is being emotionally and mentally controlled by a sibling who's living in the house? My elderly parent complains about it to some family members and the family have noticed it. His independence has been controlled at times. We know he won't speak to a professional about it.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to make any judgment in that sort of a case, because there are so many factors, and the major one, of course, is a sibling minding an elderly parent. Now, that's a 24/7 job, and at the best of times, with the best people, it can be very stressful. So the question I'm asking is, has anybody there spoken to the sibling who's minding the parent and asked, what sort of pressure are they under? What sort of relationship exists, etc., etc.? It can be a troublesome parent, and usually when people are not well, they are somewhat troublesome because they're unhappy, and anybody unhappy, of course, is not going to be the easiest person to live with. However, I would say that in a situation like that, the best thing to do with the family is all of the family members get together and openly and without pointing fingers and accusing anybody, say, what's the situation? What's going on here? We've noticed some changes and we're worried about our father. And that would be how I would establish the what the actual situation is, because you can't guess a situation like that by hearsay or by the odd little, you know, few words dropped or by somebody's remarks and that sort of thing. And very often that's how people begin to judge. No, I'm not saying they're wrong, but it's a situation that needs to be properly thought out before taking any action.
Yeah, looking at the outset, it's important to say with regards to the various many places where, you know, or instances you may feel, there is an information line from the HSE in this particular area. It's about safeguarding vulnerable adults and reporting elder abuse, but it's an information line primarily. 1850 24 1850 is the number to call. That's Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you just want more information to try and understand the situation with regards to it. But Tony, is part of this, and look, you know, this person has said, and this caller has said, that the parent themselves have indicated this, but they're not willing to speak to a professional about it. They've made complaints to some family members and the family have noticed it, that this situation is going on. It depends as well what kind of abuse you're talking. Is it financial? Is it a combination? Is it controlling their movements? It's a minefield, really, to get to the bottom of it, I guess, is the first thing to say.
Yeah, and again, coming back to the first point I made, you know, it takes a professional person to properly look after somebody like that. And if this sibling is not somewhat professionally trained, I would say it's about time the family started thinking of getting somebody in. And that might be financially difficult. It might mean every one of them clubbing together and giving a substantial sum each week. However, you know, I would not just point the finger, and I'd be very careful in a family situation like that about calling in the experts. Now, if there is any sort of really dangerous signs or whatever, then yeah, that's fair enough. But yeah, other than that, if you call in, you know, call in the police, as it were, into the situation, you open up a whole bag of other problems there, you know. So I would say tread very carefully, and as I say, make gentle inquiries, bring the whole bunch of siblings together and discuss it calmly, quietly, and if it gets out of hand, then you have to just stop it and call in the cops then, yeah, at that stage. Yeah.
Because the figures on this, Tony, last year nearly half of reported cases of abusive people aged over 65 involved an immediate family member. I'm not saying, as I said, that this is what's going on in this situation as described by our listener, but just on the wider sense of it, the number of cases of mistreatment of the over 80s rose by a third. Physical, psychological and financial abuse among the concerns investigated. Total number of cases of abuse to elderly exceeded 4,000 for the first time since data began being collected by the HSE. So this is being recorded more and reported more, and the authorities are more aware of it, I suppose. But as you said, the first port of call is talk to siblings and tread very carefully in terms of establishing the facts of what exactly is going on.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know what percentage of people being minded at home does that 4,000 represent, because I would imagine it's a fairly small percentage. And again, I think most people are very caring about their elderly parents. However, the other point comes back into my mind again is the stress of minding somebody like that can be enormous. And I wonder, are the other siblings taking that into consideration? Because if you're not in it, you don't often recognize what's going on. And it may be a good idea for some of the other siblings to go in for a couple of weeks at a time. You know, I'll take the next 2 weeks and you can take the next 2 weeks after that and see how they feel, you know, with a couple of weeks in the situation. Because it may be true, it may be a problem, but it also may be just someone who's getting stressed out and occasionally, you know, making the odd remark or doing something to annoy the other. Yeah.
And one, and again, we're not saying this is specifically what's going on here because we don't have all the information to hand, but one listener gets in touch, says, "Jerry, Tony is so right. I looked after my elderly parent and it was difficult as I was trying to rear a family and run a business all at the same time. The rest of the family did nothing, but they were very good for giving orders." That's one listener's observation on it. Another listener says, "Biggest issues I see with family care is that they're not accountable to anyone, even though they are paid. No one checks them or insists that they do courses to help them do their job. Many don't even do the required hours. A lot of loopholes in it." I think that person might be talking about hired carers rather than, let's say, a family member. But again, it's an issue that bears careful consideration before anything is done. Okay, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you on 066 713 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We had a query from last week, Tony, about an issue of not wanting to get a dog and one partner not wanting to get a dog. We had an observation from a listener this morning saying, or I should say one of our listeners with regards to this, saying that cats were the way to go. A cat is very good company too, and other than taking for walks, the cat is every bit as good as a dog. So there you go. That's someone weighing in on last week's debate.
Yeah,
Tony.
Well, we've had that experience, our family, with cats and dogs, plenty of them down the years. And cats, you know, if you get the right cat. Now, I think my experience with cats is about 1 in 10 are fantastic animals, and then the rest of them vary down along the... Whereas dogs, you're very unlikely to get a bad personality in a dog, unless you get it from a bad breeder. And the other thing, of course, with animals is cats don't express feelings in their face. They don't have the muscles in their faces to express themselves, where dogs are highly expressive animals.
Animated. Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know... So it's a matter of choice, but yeah, a cat is a good substitute if a dog is out of the question.
Indeed. Yeah, another listener on our original discussion says older parents can be cranky and demanding. There may be a mental deterioration going on there as well. Yes, maybe help the carer is a suggestion, and even to try and find out more of what's going on, offer to help more. I'm not saying that isn't what's happening here in that situation as well. So that's an interesting observation. Another query, Tony, to get to. My partner and I went on a sun holiday, which I had arranged. To make a long story short, it turned out to be a total disaster in several different ways. I'm upset about the waste of money and the time. The experience left a bad taste with both of us and keeps playing on my mind. I've been thinking, how can we best avoid similar situations in the future? It'd be good to hear some thoughts.
Well, I think that's a very simple one. You know, what are you expecting a holiday? You know, sun, sea, sightseeing, rest and relaxation. What the heck? Have you talked that one out? And then, you know, make your choices more carefully. You know, spend some time considering where you're going, what sort of holiday it is, whether you're going to be brought around in a bus all the time, or what the heck it is, and then you'll be able to make better choices. But it's communication between the two of you, if you really carefully talk it out, and you know, you won't hit too many disasters. And I think that's the basis of it. You might need to define what holiday means, because, you know, some people have exaggerated ideas about what a holiday is, or, you know, they just dive in and don't consider where they're going or what they're going to be doing and so on and so forth. So, no, that suits some people. But, you know, if you're choosy and you like certain things, then, you know, it might be a time to think about that before you go on another one.
Maybe not to get involved in the blame game, either blaming yourself too much or your partner, saying, well, you're the one that got us into this, you arranged all of it.
Yeah, I mean, blame in any relationship is a very, very dangerous weapon. And if you pull it out, you can usually start a war. And it's a very good idea not to blame the other person, but to accept equally, you know, it's our responsibility to get this one correct.
We decided to go on this holiday, and with the best man in the world, you're taking a chance with the place you book, the time you go, and all sorts of different things that are outside of your control, where you're taking a punt, unless you've been there already, I suppose, of what the experience would be like. Tony, a caller has two friends whose parents had dementia. Sadly, some of the friend's siblings weren't supportive and didn't seem to have their parents' interests at heart. Well, the HSE were very good. There's only so much that can be done if you don't get the backing of all siblings. And this is, I suppose, part of the wider debate about how we care for our older people within families, Tony.
It is. And as I said, most people who aren't actually doing the caring don't appreciate what's involved.
Yeah.
And that would be the greater majority of people.
Yeah.
And when you don't appreciate the work, the time, you know, the abuse that you might be getting from the old parent, but, you know.
Yeah. 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 Which can happen, and it can be an issue of failing health, failing mental health in older years as well, notwithstanding. Tralee caller says, when one sibling is looking after parents and insists on looking after them, the public health nurse in Hickwa should be involved. They should be involved in the elderly anyway. They could have an agenda, and some outside agents should be involved to protect the family. But that goes back to the wider event of, like, you know, everyone cooperating, and if one person insists, why are they insisting? And should it be a cooperation thing rather than anything else that comes true to it? And keep your comments coming in, by the way. Lots of people getting in touch on this. There is no excuse for any kind of abuse of an elderly person, stress or no stress. It's no wonder people don't complain. Tony's first reaction to his pay, people like that can be difficult to care for, but maybe many are difficult because they're being treated badly. The other concerned family members should contact Age Action for advice. Well, look, that's good. That's good advice. But again, Tony, it could be either or.
It could be either or.
And you were saying you could consider all possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.